His campaign promise was Bob's for Jobs. Now 1,300 economic development deals and 173,000 net new jobs later, McDonnell says economic issues were his priority.
The job numbers have gotten much better. More people back to work and achieving the American dream. The lowest unemployment rate in the Southeast now, and put a lot of resources and time. I've taken 9 foreign trade trips, and that's paid a dividend.
One objective was good fiscal stewardship.
I've cut spending and put the savings back into important areas. We have had $2 billion of budget surpluses in the last 4 years, 4 in a row, the largest in the history of the state. And we've created the atmosphere where Virginia is the most business-friendly state in the country, again, number one, according to Forbes magazine.
The governor says to stay the best, more funding for better transportation infrastructure was vital.
For us to be competitive and for us to be a great country and to pass on a great country to our kids, these are reforms that had to be made. And look, there's just no free lunches.
Another goal was to improve public education.
We've had major reforms in K-12 charter schools and college lab schools and merit pay for teachers and ending social promotion to fourth grade if you can't read and effectively ending teacher tenure and a zero tolerance for failing schools and A through F grading system for our schools and a number of other things that I think are going to make schools a lot better.
McDonnell also says higher education is key to the future, but it needed restructuring and investments to hold down tuition and add more slots for in-state students.
We had 10% a year tuition increases. That's insane and unsustainable. We've kept tuition at the lowest rates of increase in over a decade. Now I'm delighted to say we've got a real accountability model. We're on track. We've already increased about 15,000 new degrees. So more access for Virginia kids to go to great Virginia schools.
Other milestones include tougher sexual predator and domestic violence laws, a first-ever state housing plan, and a 16% drop in homelessness and adoptions of more than 1,000 children. Virginia now has the nation's second lowest recidivism rate.
I put a lot of focus on our prisoner reentry programs to make sure we do everything possible to give people second chances and to be back on their feet. People do make mistakes, but once they get out and they're willing to be law-abiding citizens, we ought to give them their rights back. So I've restored more rights than any governor in history.
But such attainments were obscured by reports of thousands of dollars in gifts and loans from Star Scientific's former CEO. McDonnell has returned or repaid them and apologized, but it's under federal investigation. He says there was no quid pro quo.
And I have never used my office in any way to give any special treatment or benefits or favor to Johnny Williams or Star Scientific or any other company. And that's been confirmed by former Democrat Attorney General of Virginia, Tony Troy, who did an audit of the office. And hundreds of thousands of dollars of gifts have been given to governors, $3 million or so to legislators. And people have the right to do that under the laws. And the key is that none of that should ever be a factor in making decisions. And it was never a factor in any decision I've made as governor of Virginia.
McDonnell's final message is one of gratitude.
I love the state. I love the people of Virginia dearly. I'm an average middle-class kid from Fairfax County that never in his wildest dreams thought he'd grow up and have the same job as Thomas Jefferson. And yet that's what I've been able to do as governor. And this privilege over the last 4 years will be the highlight of my life.
In Richmond, I'm Anne Marie Morgan.